What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
We're talking about Christmas Time Podcast. The podcast. Jingle Bells.
Well, Merry Christmas and Merry welcome to Two Chunks and a Hump.
Christmas.
My name is Jordan. And it's a Hallmark time every year.
Mark the halls.
Mark the halls with Hallmark Channel. Mark. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I guess I have Hallmark Plus Plus because I don't get that one.
Oh, you don't get that one? You probably have Hallmark Plus Minus.
Oh. Yeah, I have Hallmark Minus. You have to pay extra for the jingle. I'm Doge. Today's Christmas punchline. They were picking their nose.
They were picking.
Why did the snowman go to the produce section of the grocery store?
Oh, I like that one.
Is that not it?
I like it, Carter.
What else could it be?
They were picking their nose.
Why did the snowman go to the carrot patch?
Similar.
Almost like.
Why did the snowman go to the veg market?
Sure. That's just it. Brits saying the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's different. You know, they would say probably it's pretty different over there.
Snowman go to the fish market?
It's always Cockney for you. I love it.
Why did the snowman go to the fish market?
What do you think he's doing out there? Picking his nose?
Bonnie Rubble?
Chicken chaser? Chase chickens?
And I'm Cardo. On this Merry Christmas.
Hell yeah, dude.
Carter Willis.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Carter Willis.
It's Homestar. It kind of is Homestar a little
bit. It's 100% Homestar.
Homestar.
Lotto.
And now's the part of the show where we do about 30 minutes of Homestar Runner impressions that we remember from our childhood, and then we just sort of fade. I will say, the thing I probably say only to myself the most from homestarrunner.com, .net, it's .com, is Were you both Homestar Runner guys? Like
yeah,
on the
yeah.
website doing your thing? Remember there was the page of all the VHSs that introduced the characters? The page was called Chaotic Those. So on the characters page,
I already know what it's going to be.
Eject button on the VCR. Uh-huh. An upside down VHS comes out and it's Homsar's introduction. Well, Homsar later on in one of the cartoons says something. I don't even remember where it comes from, but he just goes, that's a hefty piece of real estate. And I don't know why I say it so much, but I do. I truly, truly.
I've heard you say that a lot of times.
Ray Romano kind of, isn't it?
It kind of is Ray Romano, and that's what's important.
Healthy piece of real estate, Deborah.
Hey, shout out to the creators of Homestar Runner for staying
true. I appreciate you guys.
They never sold out. They're still just making like one video every 6 months. It's beautiful.
Speaking of creators, before we even get into any kind of bits or anything on the podcast, I think it is worth noting something that got brought up in the Discord. I had seen it for myself also, but one of Hollywood's current greatest creators has been asked to do his passion project. And a big shout out to Vin Diesel, who has been given all the reins. This is writing, directing, producing, acting in the Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie from Mattel. So Vin, we're so happy for you. This is going to be it. This is his opus. This is going to be
Vin, question for you. Have you seen Real Steel? Because it kind
it's got to be the same. The Hugh Jackman movie?
They did one a little bit already.
Yeah. It's kind of just that. Do you think there will be a highly sad and emotional moment about one of the robot's heads going up like 6 feet and dying because it got Rock'em Sock'd too hard?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And his kid, the kid friend's going to be trying to like push the head back down. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, now you are making
No, you're fine. You're okay. Come on.
Robot's name's Pablo, we think.
Yeah.
Do you think Vin Diesel thinks that Rob Lowe's name is spelled R-A-B-L-O?
Like Rob Pablo Lowe? With an
right.
R.
Yeah, that's sort of the, sort of the beginning and the end of the bit.
Yeah, maybe, dude.
Clearly, we're here today to celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season by speaking about it, not reviewing, not really even doing anything, just sort of speaking about. A Christmas movie from Hallmark. But first, I do need a delicious, just a little morsel. I need a bit.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that I brought this bit because I think we've done a little Christmas so far on the show, a little Finding Mr. Christmas. We're still looking for him. I wonder if we don't quite know what to look for. So I took a look on the top10s.com to find the top 10 things people think of when they hear the word
Christmas. Stop all thin things.
I thought we were doing marine animals.
Stop thin things. We could have done marine animals, but that felt disrespectful. This list is for the troops.
Was otter on there? They're fresh. They're freshwater mostly, so they're not.
Otter was not on there.
Yeah, they're freshwater.
But seal was.
Yeah, it's sort of like saltwater otter.
Some would say ocean otter.
I was talking through what the list was. I need you to tell it to me.
Weird. Top 10 things people think of when they hear the word Christmas.
Subtle dig. Can I go first?
Yeah, this list is prepared by Evil Angel.
Jesus, I'm quitting.
I'm an American, so I'm going to say presents.
Sure.
Give me things.
Presents, number 4.
There it is.
With my birthday just a week before Christmas, I always get double these. My brother does not like it.
Suck it, brother.
Number 4, dude. That's game.
Christmas tree,
number 6.
Wow.
I love white Christmas trees. They're so beautiful, especially with red, green, blue, pink, purple, yellow, etc. Lights on them with a blue star on top.
I love
if you're
going to
name
white
80% of the rainbow, why say etc.? Just get it all. I'm going to say Santa Claus. This is crazy. Santa.
Who's that? It's not on the list. I don't.
What
did you say?
Santa's not in the top 10 things when you think of Christmas. Who am I?
I don't know
kidding?
Who that is. It's not on the list. I've never thought of that for Christmas.
That's crazy.
Stockings. Santa Claus is number 11. Stockings. Hung by the chimney with care in hopes that, I don't know, soon would be there. Stockings.
Who is
nope.
it again?
Stockings are not in the top 25.
No stockings. All right. All right. We're drawing.
I'm going to say J. McCrimes.
Yeah. That was going to be my next guess.
Number one.
Yeah. That's yeah. this website, dude.
Yeah. It's not J. like McCrimes. He's the holiday's namesake and reason to exist, right?
Reason for the season.
Christmas is Spanish for more Jesus. If you didn't know that.
Christ give me, Ma. Show me, give me lights, baby. Lights, baby.
Very, very Martin Short of you today.
Let me see the lights, yeah. baby. Give me the lights, baby. Now you're just doing Jiminy Glick.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the only way I can even do Martin Short.
You're going to lights.
Lights are not on the list.
What the hell?
Not in the top 25 things.
When I think criminous, I think family.
Ew.
Mm. Was that Carter or Vin's answer?
Family.
Family number two.
What?
I'm locked in now. I know what to do.
Definitely family. We always get the games out, have a laugh, take a break to watch Christmas EastEnders. Christmas EastEnders.
Oh, Brits. It's Brits.
Christmas
again.
EastEnders.
It's Brits again.
Well, perhaps we'll go to the veg.
We take a break to watch Christmas EastEnders and carry on having a laugh. I love my family so much. I love my family more than anything, and I figured him first.
I figured him first, that and Jesus Christ.
Cookies.
Cookies?
Give me cookies.
That's his third strike already, bro. I'm about to...
Yeah, bro, that's a strike.
Hey.
Good cuz. Nobody thinks of
you Christmas. Thinking, cuh?
Cookie, you mean a crisp?
You're thinking of a biscuit.
You're thinking of a biscuit. You're talking about a biscuit,
Cookie, you mean an oinky boingy?
Are you thinking a cookie crisp?
You mean a Christmas oinky boingy?
When I think Christmas, I think caroling.
It's not on the list. And is that true?
Huh?
Huh? Do you think of caroling when you think of Christmas?
No, he's playing to the list, baby.
I know he's playing to the list, but I need to know if you really think of that when you think of Christmas.
No.
Okay. Well, how would you respond if you opened your door and there was
I think that's so awkward.
There? I
might as well be at
delighted.
A wedding shower. I had to be the meat shield because Chelsea gets so uncomfortable with situations like that to where everyone's just like, it really depends on your reaction. Yeah. Everyone's watching to see how you react to something. She hates it. Ugh. So I'd be the one opening stuff on wedding showers. Like, wow, thank you.
If it was four, I would probably be uncomfortable. But if it was like 12 carolers on my lawn, I'd probably be a little delighted.
What's the smallest number that wouldn't make you uncomfortable?
Eight.
Interesting.
Okay. Eight's the breaking point for me.
What if it's one? Do you love like a singing gram?
What if it's a kid?
One guy.
One
you
guy.
You open the door, one guy's like, good King Wenceslas looked down on the feast of solo. Stephen.
That's a perfect singular. Just one dude that's like, on the first day of Christmas, what children gave to me. No, like, oh my God.
The longest song.
We're going to be here a while. I'm going to say Christmas time.
What do you think of? You just got it wrong though, right?
Yeah.
One guy outside, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Carter, I think you've won. I think Jordan has stripped
it
out.
I'm in the ground.
I know, but I want to keep going.
Yeah. How many more? How high can you fly?
Grandma's
you have two strikes.
About sometimes snow.
Mm. Number five,
wow. Snow.
Okay.
My face, my hair, my butt, my ears, my
face,
head,
my hair.
With snow.
Also, going to think about Christmas time made me think about. I'm going to say. We already said lights. Jordan said lights, didn't he?
Jordan said lights, yeah.
I'm going to say chestnuts.
Of the open fire variety.
No.
Not on the list.
I've never had a chestnut that's not a water chestnut, I'm realizing. I don't think I've ever had a dry chestnut.
Same.
A water chestnut's not just a wet chestnut, though, is it?
I don't really know.
It's got to be a different.
I bet you had a chestnut in Halo. When they would be like, you know what I'm talking about? When they just got you.
You just got stuck.
That's so good, Carter. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, the top 10 things people think of when they hear the word Christmas. That's so funny. Evil Angel prepared this list. What do you think of first when you hear someone say Christmas?
My
number one,
foe,
Christ.
My
Evil Angel's mortal enemy, Christ, is number one. Number two is family. Number three, you didn't say this one, happiness. Well, Christmas is a happy time of year, so why not?
Dude, this website needs to ban concepts.
Number four, presents. Number five, snow. Number six, Christmas trees. Number seven, you didn't say this one, money. Number eight, friends.
Oh, yeah, friends and family.
Well, there's no comment. It might mean the show.
Oh.
Like, you might think of Chandler and his funny roommates.
One lone caroler outside your house. So no one told you life was going to be this way.
Everybody. The neighbors who just had him, who loved it, were just, they're clapping from the house.
Do it again. Do it next door. Show them. They have to see this.
Like, yeah,
number nine, you didn't say this one, which is surprising to me. Sad memories.
What the hell? What's up with this?
Oof. I celebrated Christmas with both my best friend and my cousin, but both of them died. Number 10, happy memories.
Okay. That's right after sad memories.
All memories.
Okay.
Any memory.
That's fine.
So much of this, so many of the lists on this website are just like who got there first dictates how the rest of the list goes, you know?
100%.
There's no way sad memories is there without happy memories being there first. And somebody was like, well, actually for me, it's not very happy. So I'm gonna
That's interesting, that. Yeah.
It's actually maybe, pretty maybe sad. Show,
yeah.
The sad respect. Memories person says, my cousin died in September, August, or October 2010. I can't remember the month. And my best friend died on February 12th. I can't remember what year.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Maybe at Christmas time, some of that will come flooding back to us.
This website should be called either bit or you need to go to a therapist.com. That's the full name of the website.
I like it.
Let's talk about, I mean, probably the worst movie I've seen in a very long time. Christmas on Duty.
That's a stinky one for
Hallmark.
Sure.
It's basically just like, what if the military was school? I don't think the military is really like this, where people can, anything you do, they're just like, actually your whole reputation is staked on how good you get these presents. But it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like a promotion based on, okay, look, I think I've determined that there are three categories of Hallmark movie.
I think we should, I mean, let's set the scene. We watched a Hallmark movie called Christmas on Duty.
Yeah.
Because Ezra Moreland mm-hmm. are defending Mr. Christmas.
Yes, our reigning mm-hmm. champ.
The person wearing the holly crown is in this movie. This is the only other thing on Ezra's IMDb.
Yes, he is so only to watch it. This. We
well,
decided
he's
to watch
Alexis
it.
Alexis commercial too. So
also Alexis commercial. Yeah. A little bit of Ezra.
There are
la 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 la.
A little bit of Ezra. There are three categories of Hallmark movie, I think, that I have determined. One is
Man versus man,
surprisingly,
man versus nature.
Yes. Okay. No, one is like the movie where you're like, that was surprisingly fun. Like that was actually a shockingly
like
well
the time travel one we did.
Yes.
That was great.
That was great.
Dude, that one rips.
It was actually
that
a good
so
movie.
Good.
Then there is the bottom category, which is so bad it's fun. That is, I would say,
Ezra's.
A solid half of them. Ezra's last year was that category.
Happy Holidays was
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Yes. So bad it's fun. Would it have been as fun if Ezra hadn't just won a contest? Probably not, but that's part, you know, you got to take it as a
that's
whole.
Yeah.
Then there's, I think, probably the other majority of Hallmark movies, which
my
is.
My guess is most of it's here. What
I think most of it's here, and we found one of those. And that, I would describe this as like, meet cute, three things happen, movie ends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is like that Santa, there was like a Santa race or something that we did, or like a
the
bar
Santa
crawl.
Summit.
Santa
Summit.
Oh, yeah.
No, exactly. Exactly. The same. It's just, it is the movie that feels like it's like we have a contractual obligation to make this many movies, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it feels like to me.
From what I've understood with Hallmark releases, there's definitely headliners because they are doing like 30 new things a year. And so like the one that we really liked that had the time travel, that was one of them.
That was like a big one. Yeah.
Yes. I think that was a huge one.
This is certainly not a headliner.
This is not. And so it just feels like we're in the writer's room and, you know, hey, the show goes on every day. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do what we can. Mm-hmm. Because like the acting is okay, really, for almost everyone except one singular person that the whole point of us watching this was to watch them.
Oh my Lord in heaven, dude.
But everyone else.
Yeah,
was
they're
fine.
All fine. Yeah, there was one standout great and one standout terrible. I'd love to talk about both of them. That's really the only thing I have to say.
The way that I've been measuring it now, and I think one of my favorite things before we get too far into the plot, which I guess you can't really get far at all, but I think watching Finding Mr. Christmas has been such a great lens for watching Hallmark movies.
100%.
Yes, dude.
Because the amount of times I imagine Jonathan just behind the monitor, just like watching, like what would Jonathan like?
Just like, hey, whisper more. Get weird and whisper.
Yeah. What would he enjoy? Would he be going crazy right now with the sexual chemistry?
Can you please bite your lip a little bit before you tell her that she has an amazing voice after you hear her sing for 4 seconds?
Yes. He's too sultry.
Did y'all hear that guy sounded like Paul Walker when he talked?
Yeah, very.
It was all I could hear the whole time he talked.
Yeah.
Yep. The main guy.
Yeah,
basically, look, here's the deal. It's two Marines and they're like, we have a rivalry. And they're at boot camp, but they're also in their late 30s. So it's like very confusing time-wise. Mm-hmm. And then
sort of like how Daniel Radcliffe was like 30 years old being 18
right.
at Hogwarts for that last year.
Right. Yeah. Except they had an excuse and there's none here. But yeah, so they're like 38 and they're at boot camp and then they have this rivalry. Their dads hate each other from something in the past. And then they, you know, time goes
Burgess
on.
And
Christmas.
The cannons, dude. Tales of this time.
The base is snowed in and every mom and dad on base are terrible parents because
they did not order
their children presents until the day before Christmas. And now they can't get their gifts. So the two of them are tasked by their commanding officer in order to get promotions with driving into town in a 5-ton truck. That's important to go get these presents for these kids. They go to 3 different places, get the presents, drive back. Their truck stops working. They barely make it back in time. They deliver the presents in costume. And Christmas is saved. That's the movie. Can we talk about Ezra?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ezra owns a convenience store. And here's the deal. I don't care if it's a military person or not. If you own a convenience store and somebody pulls up as you're closing on Christmas Eve and they say, I'm delivering presents to children and you won't go back inside to make sure they can get their gas, you're a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he lost the crown. Like, he can't be Mr. Christmas if he does stuff like that.
If you're like, complete a side quest in order to just fill up with gas real quick. I mean, it would probably take like 45 minutes because that truck is huge. But still.
That really is this movie. This movie is just like,
for sure,
you have to do this. But first, the farmer needs you to find 6 carrots.
It's that Zelda thing where you're like, you're like, I need this key. And they're like, well, you do have to wrangle my chickens first. It's like, okay, I guess we will.
Fine, fair enough.
That makes sense to me. Those go together.
Ezra in a Hallmark movie. Ezra, I'm just going to say Ezra in a movie. And what makes it even worse is that it is a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Where the competition is not
existent.
Top tier. Sorry for those that you've made a career out of that. Good on you. You're making more money than me, guaranteed. But I was thinking about it, and it's kind of like if there was this duck hunting retrieval contest in Great Britain with all these beautiful flat-coated retrievers, and Nana's there. My dog is there.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone's like looking, and they're like, yeah, she's supposed to be here.
Cute dog.
This is it. That is a full-bred flat-coated, that is a purebred flat-coated retriever. And then, boy, does she stand out. As soon as whatever happens is happening. Like, okay, so she's
just getting belly pets on the side.
Okay.
She came from across the pond, eh?
Okay.
The little girl that played his daughter in this movie ran, and I mean absolute circles around Ezra. He frankly the worst acting I've ever seen, I think, probably.
Were you guys playing Waiting for Ezra?
Yeah.
Before he was like,
this is after trying to figure out
how he's going to be in.
When they were at the parade and all the cars were going past, I thought for sure he was going to be Mr. Christmas in the parade for the town. I was
100% certain that the kid wasn't, they weren't going to find the train for the kid. And they're going to be like, best we could do is bring your dad home.
Yes.
And it's Ezra. Yes. And he comes home with the train and they're like, how'd you make it home so fast? He's like, what do you mean? I love Christmas. I'm Mr. Christmas.
Yep, dude. We were on the same page for sure. I thought it was, he was going to be.
Instead, he owns a Chevron, which is cool too.
Yeah, he owns a Valvoline. That's also, he owns a Valvoline, and he's like, I will not let you fill up your truck to make it home with all these presents.
You can't have my gas unless you dress up like Santa Claus.
He went from Mr. Christmas to Mr. Grinch pretty bad. Mm. And also is so bad in this movie. I do have a favorite actor in this movie, though.
Tell me.
It's someone that Callie and I nicknamed Tito Shalhoub because he does look sort of like Walmart Tony Shalhoub.
Mr. Birch?
Yeah. The main character's dad, Blair's father, I don't remember, Mr. Birch, whatever. Tito Shalhoub. Look him up. He looks just like Tony Shalhoub. And he was hilarious in this movie, particularly... Yeah, he was great. The sort of climax of the film is so cheesy it caused me physical agony, a snowball fight in the front yard. And
if you just played that snowball fight and were like, hey, Doge, you haven't watched the movie, just the snowball fight. This is a Kohl's commercial. I would say, yeah,
right.
Probably. That tracks.
Yeah.
Feels
but,
like it.
But Tito Shalhoub's like full sellout to this scene, to this moment.
Way to go,
is,
man.
Beautiful. I mean, he is.
What's
like,
the Hallmark equivalent of the Oscars? Hallmark should have an award show,
they
dude.
They absolutely should have an award show.
The I'm Hollies, sure they do.
The Marquees.
I'm sure they do.
They get it's a Marquee. It's presented by Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, the Marquees. At this point, I think Hallmark would probably distance themselves from Marquee Mark.
The Hallmark Hall of Fame Awards.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, they basically, this is just like.
Achievement awards, like they
it's had, like getting a Rotten Center Tomatoes honors. Award. Like,
no, they're just like these are all our movies that have got Emmys.
No, I demand not a long list. I demand a banquet.
Yeah, Ezra's bad.
Oh man, yeah, yes, dude.
You're still stuck on that? Yeah, no, he's terrible.
This one more than others to me has felt our thesis. I think is holding extremely true that Hallmark Channel movies. Our DCOMs that grew up.
Yep, 100%.
Like this felt so incredibly Disney Channel original movie.
Yep.
Like this is a Cadet Kelly sequel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like 1,000%.
Yeah.
The acting, the way it's shot, the script in particular, just something. And maybe that's just, it's a TV movie.
Mm.
But it's so, so DCOM.
I got pretty upset that they didn't actually race again at the end. It was like cop out. He knew he was going to lose. So he just kissed her instead.
What's that?
Yeah.
They should have raced.
They definitely should have raced.
There's pretty classic three-beat structure, though. If we have a race in the beginning, establish that she's going to win, then reinforce in the middle when she's like, it's just like the obstacle course, obviously,
to get to
the top of these boxes that the mean woman says we can't touch.
How'd that dog That's get crazy. Up there?
And then at the very end, they subvert it. The woman in the store was so mean. That was crazy. Like,
I've had back like, surgery. So you're lazy ass.
Yeah,
so
right.
You can grab it. I just organized this trash room and you can't leave until you put it back together how bad I had it.
Yeah, dude. She's like, look at all my hard work. It looks like garbage. Don't mess up my dump.
Don't mess up my dump.
We won't be cheese.
I don't think we're rating this one. It's Hallmark. We had a different scale. I don't remember what it was. It doesn't matter. It's a bad movie. I would not recommend this, even if you're an Ezra, especially if you're an Ezra.
It was.
Regift was in there somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Receipt and Rejoice.
Receipt
and Rejoice.
Yeah, it's receipt for sure.
It's a
terrible movie.
Yeah, it's a receipt. Nobody else should have this.
We got a better thing to talk about after the break, which is usually shout announcements and it still is.
Oh, today too.
Yeah. I'm the one thing that Christmas can't control. Sorry. I was peeing at my headphones in. I had that the whole time.
Can that be the start of shout announcements?
Yeah, sure.
So now let's do more of shout announcements.
We're just gonna leave in the part where I was like, I was peeing.
Yeah,
that's fine. People know that. People can know I pee. I'm not scared of it.
They know. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important to let people behind the curtain of celebrity. Of like,
I'm just like you guys.
We're just regular. We're pissing.
I'm just like you guys.
We do it.
I do pee pee poo poo. I'm just like you.
We do it.
Put on my pants one leg at a time,
and then take them off one leg at a time.
Make amazing podcasts.
To pee pee poo poo.
Sometimes you do gotta take them all the way off. If you're sweating.
If this has been good for you, you can share our show with somebody who you think would enjoy this kind of.
Now seems like a great time.
Ribaldry. Leave us a review as well if you like it on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, anywhere where you can leave any stars. We want all of them, Mario Yelp. Style.
Yelp review.
Yelp. Leave us a Yelp review, please.
Imagine Dungeons got something special for you. Got something special coming at you next week.
Coming at you.
Something special.
Christmas time.
It's a Christmas episode of Imagine Dungeons. And you're going to love it.
Standalone. You don't have to be caught up on the main show to enjoy our Christmas episode.
Might be worth listening to the Christmas one last year if you've got time. If you've got a little longer of a trip, go ahead and check out the Christmas special we did last year. And then this one. Because it's, you know, there's some canon.
There might be some crossover.
Some canon there.
Who knows? Check it out. Listen. This time of year.
Yeah.
With all the lights and the treats and the presents.
It's presents easy to is lose actually the sight. Only one. That's number four. We don't have lights or treats.
It's easy to lose sight of what's important. This time of year, which is that the Game Awards are on December 11th.
USA.
Do you think maybe Bloodborne 2 is being announced? I'm just calling my shot here. If I'm right, it's amazing.
How do you have a hunch for that? That feels like
literally none at all. It's never
just
happening.
Never happens. Yeah,
it's literally never happening.
All right.
Nothing like some podcast content that's going to either age extremely poorly or age very well.
That's podcast, baby. Hey, that's podcasting, baby.
That's podcast, baby. That's a podcast.
That's a podcast.
Actually, no, it's not.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
We're back to the podcast show. We're back to the podcast show.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about the most recent two episodes of Finding Mr. Christmas. There's been two dose that have come out since the last time we spoke. And it's heating up. I'll say that. The competition is heating right.
I will say at this point, with what we have left, which at this point there was seven, right?
Before the first two episodes?
Yes.
There were six because we got we're down to four.
We're down to four.
Are we down to four? So sorry, six.
Yeah.
I do think in the comparison to season one, our competition is better. Like there are-
I think I agree.
Even with six left, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these guys are bad.
At this point, it was pretty much just like Hayden was the only good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
This time last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just kind of pulling for Blake.
I really was pulling for Blake. Yeah, I loved that guy.
But
I loved that guy.
Yeah, we had our Get in the Big Hamster Ball, which seems to be like, if you are going to be a competitive reality television show, you need to have that at least one time. You need to put your contestants in big ball.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I was hoping it'd be like the insulated like bubble soccer ones.
That can just be like kicked. Like you can be kicked a football field.
Yeah, you can get launched.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. Why not? These guys are so beefy.
They are so beefy, but they don't want it to be aggressive. They don't want to incentivize aggression, I think.
Yes.
Because that's not very middle-aged mom of them to be aggressive.
Well,
that's true.
She wouldn't say it out loud, but.
No, that's true. But they do like it. That's true. It's a good point.
Anything that's like, you must have muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You must be strong enough to use them, mm-hmm. coordinated enough to use them. But anything that might cross the realm into action, you cannot do.
Yeah. It's like, we're okay if they break a glistening sweat, but we're not looking to have a droplet fall.
Yeah.
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 You could sweat, but don't get it on the floor or couch.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah.
Which is what I say when people come to my house.
You're free to sweat. I want to be clear that you are free to sweat.
And our dad is bare. You can get water from the Brita filter. You can sweat. Do not get it on the floor or couch.
Our dad won this one, Did he knock down the most?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he was able to watch all of the practices and stuff, which I loved having just a couple of teams. I loved a comedy sketch, essentially.
Yes. Okay. This
was one of the
like,
most interesting acting challenges we've ever had.
Yeah.
I really 100%. Liked it.
100%. And genuinely. I think that a couple things were revealed to me that I was already suspicious of this episode. Number one is that Rustin is the villain of this season.
I think so, dude.
For sure.
Really?
I think he's going to win. But
I've got a Craig-shaped feeling.
No, I want it to be.
Well, I'm Craig is who I'm pulling for. I love that we're all different here.
I'm pulling for Craig, but I think Rustin's winning.
I really hope Angel wins.
I don't think Angel's going to win. I feel like they are hyping up his acting skills more than he actually has, which clearly doesn't actually matter. So I don't know why I'm.
Could he convincingly own a Chevron 1 year from now?
Yeah, sure, man. I think any of these guys could do that.
He's so much better than Ezra.
Oh my gosh,
Robbie.
I think everyone
Robbie
here
and Rustin were pretty good brothers. I felt that for sure. I don't know why Jonathan was like, there's just not any chemistry there. I don't know why they're not. But they had a whole setup of like, I don't know. I'm clearly upset at who gets booted on this episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the right person that goes.
It's definitely not the right person.
No, this feels like our morality challenge when we lost Gage last year because he didn't know whether to help the woman up or just be like, are you okay?
Right.
This feels totally like we just got to get this guy out of here. So we're going to say it's because he was too competitive with Rustin, and that's not in the ethos of Hallmark to compete.
But they're
even
brothers.
Though this is a competition.
Right.
And they're brothers that compete with each other.
Well, yeah.
And if we're booting somebody for being kind of a jackass in the pre-sketch, in the pre-scene filming, it would be Rustin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he lost me fully. Knockoff Jonas Brother was already points off the board for me, but he lost me fully at the 200 yards of skid lie. I think I've realized that ever since then, I've just been like, this dude sucks. He's a liar and I don't like him.
I did think there's about no him universe. The other day, driving I-35. Just like, this could have been him, dude.
Well, I saw a guy skidding like a Mario shell, just like sliding on there. And I was like, oh man, makes me think of my pal Rusty.
200 yards is unbelievable. I mean, literally, it is unbelievable. Unfortunately,
it's don't believable.
He is a good actor.
He is
good.
And
you think it's because he holds hands and looks into somebody's eyes?
We can't get to that episode yet. We're not on
we're
that
not
episode.
There yet. What are you talking about? That doesn't exist.
Not on that episode yet.
That doesn't exist. So basically, I do think that Davey and Craig won mostly for throwing the cookies, which I think was a great call by them.
Great call. Yeah,
that was a good bit. And Angel is so much better in the boyfriend role than Marcus.
Uh-huh. I think
Marcus
so.
Marcus really struggles in the boyfriend role in this sketch.
I'm going to need another one of these. Yeah, I love him so much. And him he's stepping into the director role and just like feeling so comfortable of like,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to get in his shot over here.
No, it's fantastic. And so the writing in this scene is terrible. I mean, the fact that one of the lines is literally being like, I've never turned my oven on before. You've never used your oven before. And then that doesn't even play into why the cookies are bad. That's not even the reason the cookies are bad.
Right.
Why the cookie? He forgot the sugar, right?
Yeah. He forgot the sugar. Hey, so why even?
Know.
Yeah.
You dude. Would know before. Well, like you could look at it.
I forgot the sugar.
You would know.
I'm so sorry.
You're giving less Angel and more Puss the beef. The B from the Nasonex commercials.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that also Antonio Banderas?
I think it's not Antonio Banderas.
Is it
I
not?
Think they, I think they wish it was.
They just want it to be.
Oh, man.
They yeah, forgot to put the sugar into it. They drink for
See, now that's Puss in Boots.
Yeah. So good. Robbie shouldn't have gone, I don't think. And this was the most blubbering Jonathan we've ever got. Is it actually Antonio Banderas?
Antonio Banderas voiced the Nasonex beat.
That's amazing.
There you go, dude.
Wow. That's Nasonex. This was the most blubbering Jonathan we ever got. And I kind of got excited to see it. I love how emotional he is. Legitimately emotional. And this goodbye, for him to come over and hug, I thought it was really sweet. And
was
he
really
was
sweet.
Just like, it's one of those where your eyes get really big to where you're like, that's the moment that you realize, okay, this could get really bad. Like I could heave. I'm about to cry so much.
Yeah,
I've had
those
moments before to where I'm just like, okay, well, and then eyes get big and like, it's like you're afraid because something's coming. Because you're like, I have to be so careful with my next moves or I'm going to fall apart. Completely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do hate to see Robbie go. Robbie feels like one of the guys from this season that it would be like, oh, I would actually like to talk to you. Like, I think I could be I think we could have something to talk about other than just like,
You
got any new flannels lately?
For sure. Robbie's cool. I think Robbie is one of the more talented people here. I think
100%.
I think honestly, if we're being real, if I'm being real, I'll speak my truth. And it is that I think they saw that Robbie struggles to play straight. And they're probably concerned about him being.
When do we not have to play straight anymore? Has Hallmark done a?
Thank you.
They have, yeah.
They have. That's what I'm saying. Like, just let Robbie compete.
Yeah.
But this show, they will come up with any reason to boot you at the time they think that it's time for you to go.
Yeah. The next episode, Robbie's gone. The next episode with like the, and I have to say, I have to fess up. I had to fast forward through our, what do we call the jingle challenge?
The jingle quiet, the be quiet one.
Wait, why? It was so funny.
Chelsea was napping on the couch and it was just, it kept being like, and I was like, oh, I guess I could have muted it, but I was just going to lose it.
Dude.
All together.
It was so fun.
It looked so fun. It looked like Mission Impossible. It looked a little bit like Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see who won.
Was it Marcus that jumped?
Yeah. At the very end.
At the very end, Marcus was like, I can just bypass. It seems like they're only counting when I hit the traps, not the actual sound I make. So I could just bypass like 5 traps if I just jump from the table to the end.
How strategic have our competitors been? This season. Last season was just like.
Certainly more.
Which, you know, credit to the guys who'd never been on a show. This show had never existed. But even if you've played a game of any kind, you would know like there's different ways to around it. And maybe we just didn't get to see their processing from the producers like we did this year. But I love how strategic they are. It starts to feel like we're about to go to tribal kind of vibes, to be honest. Yeah. Can you imagine if you could vote off in Finding Mr. Christmas?
I think that's coming.
I hope.
No way.
I think that's
it would be
one
so
day
good.
They're gonna have There's to no revamp way. This show, and I think it's gonna come down to
if
like
it gets
a
big enough that beans. now they start to pull people from that to and put them in the challenge. That'd be a blast.
Yeah, dude.
I bet there'd be some pretty good challenge guys on this.
I don't think so.
I'm waiting for like the Boston Rob to come and kind of break the game and be like, this is really winnable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Finding Mr. Christmas All Stars is going to go crazy. I do know that for sure.
Who won the jingle draw?
Marcus.
Okay.
He beat Angel by 1 point.
They love Marcus
I think all
so
those,
much.
I think all those points were made up.
Yeah, I think they were too. This next challenge.
Pretending. No way.
This next acting challenge was one of my favorites of all time.
Same.
Mine too, dude.
100%
because same. Our actress, who's incredible, by the way.
I love this woman. She's in How I Met Your Mother. She plays Ted's girlfriend, yes. Victoria.
She I was love this woman. So, I mean, she was just so horny. It felt like
she was
they
so
were.
Horny.
Yeah, she's ready to roll.
She was just like, I'm going to rip it apart. It was like, it got like really like.
She's also, I find her very charming.
Yeah.
Very. I think that she is like so easy to get that back and forth with because
yes.
Something about, I felt this way about her in How I Met Your Mother too. She just has that chemistry thing that 100%. Some people don't, can't
I think
access.
I mean, that's why they picked her for this challenge,
for
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because if you can't have chemistry like with that. Her, you can't really have it with anybody. So bad news for several of our big boys.
I have been here, so excited to talk about the boot from this episode since I watched this episode.
This is my favorite reality TV eviction of all time because of the reason.
It is the funniest reason anyone has ever been home. Kicked from a show. And I know we're putting the cart before the horse here. So let's step back for just a second. This challenge is a scene where they must sit across from a love interest. They are months into a relationship. This is not a budding new relationship. They have been dating. So we're coming in media res.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sitting at a picnic table. And they're having a
charcuterie between us.
Yeah, sort of like a 20 questions kind of back and forth vibe where they're just getting to know each other a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And they're given freedom with their on-ramp and their off-ramp from the scene. They're given some freedom there. The middle part is what they must memorize. It's a conversation about Christmas cookies. We see some different techniques. We can talk about those different techniques. But the one technique that certainly fails is that Davey decides.
Yeah.
To just eat so many damn grapes.
I was saying to my TV, David, stop eating the grapes. David, that's enough grapes.
David, you cannot David, eat any more grapes.
You can no longer.
Then we cut to grapes. Video Village, where Jonathan and Melissa Peterman are going, David, please stop eating the grapes. You gotta stop eating the grapes. And then when it's over, we get Jonathan and Melissa and this actress together, and they're like, now what about Davey? Man, he sure ate a lot of grapes, didn't
he? So many damn grapes.
Not just the grapes, but even before that, he didn't even want to have the little moment of chemistry with her to try and lead
up
to the scene. No, we're fine.
He saw the grapes.
Oh, by the way, no, I just think I'll do like a, I'm thinking like a 30-second monologue at the end. I was going to talk for 30 seconds. Like, dude, the whole scene is like 2 minutes. What do you mean? You're just going to talk about it. Yeah, you know, I got it.
Also, no better than it's like, here's a scene to see how well you work with a partner. I'll go ahead and talk by myself for 30 seconds if that's okay.
Yes.
He's got a handful of grapes in a dream and I'll give it to him. But the like,
when
I
these,
can't believe.
When these scenes were done well, though, with other contestants, they got
oh my gosh, dude!
They got tingly, dude.
Yeah,
molasses. Yeah, it's a burnt on the outside, but in the very center, it's so soft, and it's so yummy.
I think I Angel's problem is he's
cookies.
He's too horny, dude. I think that's a problem.
I love the molasses cookies. But I really think that's a problem. Sugar cookie, because what's not to love? You know, you're just like, okay.
Can we talk about reading comprehension for a second?
Yes.
There was exactly one person who understood that the sugar cookie line was playful.
Two. I think two did.
Rustin was the other one?
Rustin, yeah.
Okay. Rustin and Craig are the only two people that understood sugar cookie because everyone likes me or whatever it is was supposed to be playful
is
banter.
A joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone else was like, I'm a sugar cookie because everyone likes me.
I don't know. I think Angel was somewhere in between.
Angel was the first one that I was like, I didn't realize he was reading from a script. I thought he was making things up because I was like,
even the molasses part.
Yes.
Especially
because molasses cookies are not spicy.
They're not spicy. I don't know why spicy
just
is in the description.
Spicy.
They're thinking of ginger.
Are you thinking of gingerbread?
The molasses is spicy and a crunchy on the outside.
Molasses, famously a spicy ingredient.
But
when
the,
you take off
the
his
way
clothes,
he says,
it's out
the
of
way
layers,
right?
And you'll find somewhere between the abs and the thighs, you will see that it is
Don't get me wrong.
So soft.
I love this man.
Yeah, he's great.
I love this man, but he is too horny even for
Hallmark.
He's
playing everything way too sexy.
But I think the sugar cookie, I think he was one of the worst reads, frankly, on sugar cookie because everyone likes me. And we got to get some reading comprehension up in these boys. But
Craig is my hero.
Craig was the best here. By far, I think.
Yes.
And he wins 2 weeks in a row, coming off of zero wins ever and then wins two in a row. I think my boy's on a run for the crown.
I think so, man. He turned on his game at the right time.
I don't know if this is what Hallmark does, though. Are they too aware of we have to be fair? Are they not fair? Do they? I feel like there's been times where
they're
I've been
definitely
like,
not fair.
Craig is the Blake. If someone that was burns promised, too hot, that's what I think. I think Craig is filling the role of Blake who everybody wanted to win last year. Blake or Hayden. They wanted to see a Blake or
I
Hayden.
I wanted Hayden to win. I'll go on record of course. To say that. I wanted Hayden to win.
But I think everybody wanted so a Blake Hallmark or Hayden win, but Blake was so rootable. I think Craig is the Blake that was promised, where he's this kind of like, in conversation, he's the most normal of anybody.
Once like, in future Blake.
Yes. Yes, oh, by far, wait. He's the most normal of anybody.
The very beginning of the first episode that we needed to catch up on. I'm not following the actual episode numbers.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one where we lose Robbie. The around the table, Davey and Craig, they were talking about, man, I just need a little bit more, you know, chutzpah. And the other one's like, oh man, I could just use more empathy or whatever. And did you see how he left him hanging? How he left Davey hanging? Because Craig was doing like this, like, oh, give me some of that, you know, like, hey, give me a little bit of here. Like, I'll give you some of my charisma.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you
yeah.
give me some. And he's just holding it there. And Davey just moves on. He's not paying attention at all. It's so funny. It's not really worth
it. I thought it was funny that he was like, what's one word? And Craig was like, how about 50 words real quick that I'll speak in a few sentence?
For sure.
But no, I think Craig kills this scene, this one-on-one picnic scene. It's so natural. It feels so real.
The bee was a gift.
The bee truly was a gift at the end.
What a great gift.
He manages to eat without it looking weird.
Yeah.
Davey take notes.
Or without it being too many grapes.
Without having too much. No, I think Craig is phenomenal. He's who I hope wins. Rustin is who I think will win. And Angel's probably who should win.
Angel's going to be third. I think that's our top three right there.
But what I'll say, though, is if Marcus wins, we now know the formula, which is hot, bad actor. Hot, bad actor. That's the winner every time. Hot, bad actor.
Somebody that you could really see with the keys to a gas station. In
right.
I'm so with how good the majority of our guys left are at acting. By meaning how good, I'm saying comparatively to last year, like last season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that I was going to have to watch Ezra do these long, long scenes in the finale, I was like, oh my God. So it's good to know, like, imagining like Craig.
It's like we got some real competition here.
Yeah. Having like legitimate long scenes that he has to memorize and get ready. Mm-hmm. I'm down, dude. I think it's going to be great.
Can I say that I think Craig would have been better than our lead in the Christmas on duty that we just watched?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Craig is funny, so he could do the funny stuff here.
It might be.
I feel like I did look like an action figure.
We might discover that Finding Mr. Christmas, it's sort of like American Idol, where like it's actually better to not win American Idol.
Sure, yeah.
It's better to come in like third in American Idol because then you're not
locked
into
Craig is like our Daughtry. Daughtry.
Right. Craig be Daughtry? Is Craig... Is Craig our Bo Bice?
Yeah. Craig Christ.
Is Craig Stoddard. Constantine Maroulis?
Fantasia.
It's funny. They never say his last name. It is Malachar.
Fantasia.
I think he's related
win.
To Sanjaya. Fantasia did win.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I thought she got second.
Grow up. Sanjaya Malachar.
Oh, Ruben Studdard won too.
Yeah.
And then he was like, sorry for 2004. When he was like, well, I didn't do anything with it. That's Ezra. Ezra is the Ruben Studdard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
For sure. Technically, or I guess he'd be the Kelly Clarkson, but we know he's not. We know he's not Kelly.
And he's
Clarkson.
Definitely not.
This season, I would say there is certainly a Dax and Hayden shaped hole in this season. I don't think there are standout real life people as much as the first season, but the competition and skill level overall is much higher in this season here at the end.
Certainly.
I still maintain that Hayden runs circles around all of them if you throw him back in season 2, and certainly Dax would as well. So you know, maybe it's like the peaks are lower, but the average skill is much higher, I think is how I would say.
Yeah.
For season two. And it's made for great TV, I'll tell you.
It's been so much fun to watch this season.
Jonathan Bennett was born for this, I think I've decided. This is Jonathan Bennett's Survivor. This is what he was put on this earth to do, is host this show. And I'm truly thrilled. Very excited to keep watching more Hallmark movies this season. I think they're so bad. I can't wait for whatever comes out of Finding Mr. Christmas this year. Again, I assume Marcus wins and they do a story about sliding 200 yards off of a bicycle because that seems to be their MO. Wow. So excited to see how that goes. And anything else? Anything else we want to say about Finding Mr. Christmas so far?
No, I did find myself, it officially, as we were well past the halfway mark of season two of Finding Mr. Christmas, it does have that Two Chunks tradition feel to it. Like, I feel like this is a...
It's a thing.
I'll
now.
Watch this every year until
it's feeling
I
like an every year. And getting excited, you know?
Yeah, oh, I was very excited when this started.
100%.
Is it two more weeks or one more week? Is it finale this week or one more than finale?
Do
we
know,
do a final three or four? They get to final three?
They get down to three before finale.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Right?
I don't know.
We still haven't seen a legitimate character challenge.
What do you mean by that? Like get into character and like become
the character? No. Like their character. Like we're going to set up something to make sure they're actually good people.
Yeah. Maybe they got bad feedback on that last year.
Could have been.
The show is so young and also on Hallmark, it feels like they're probably the most beholden to like complaint.
I mean, we gave bad feedback about that last year.
Maybe it's us.
We're in the eco. We're in the ecosystem.
Did we give bad feedback or did we give amazing feedback because of how bad it was? You know what I mean? Like, because I wanted to see a morality challenge every single season.
Yeah, I think the thing is that there's no way our feedback is what they hoped it would be.
No,
if they listen to it.
What if the winner is determined by morality challenge?
Oh.
What's on the inside that counts?
Because they gotta keep it fresh. You can't do the maybe they're like morality challenge back pocket. We can't do it every season.
Yeah,
because then they know it's coming.
If it gets too close, then we can kick somebody off for being competitive.
Could be. Basically, the Robbie reason they were like, and Robbie, you tried to take control, and Rustin was just better at taking control than you.
So yeah, Robbie, you
gotta go home.
I think, Robbie, your real sin is that you wanted to win this competition, and we don't like that here at Hallmark.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Robbie, you will be missed. You are a shining star. You are a bright spot here, and devastating to see you go.
Miss you, Robbie.
Miss you already.
Davey, I think they got grapes where you're going. So
Davey, I was surprised by you many times this season, but never more than with how many, just the sheer amount of grapes to eat.
Davey, listen, You ate so many of the biggest grapes
they were
I've
so
ever
big.
Seen. These look like ping pong balls, my friend.
They were like massive grapes. And plums I want to know where you got them from. They were so crunchy sounding, but man.
Yeah, I was having a
truly,
great time.
Truly, you ate so many grapes. And for that, I thank you. I'll never forget. I might forget your name and what you look like and how tall you are and where you came from and what your story was, but I'll never forget the man that ate so many grapes.
He ate so many grapes that he had to go home like a dog.
Like a dog. Like,
he had to go to the emergency vet.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, tune in next week. We'll talk more Hallmark film. We'll talk more Finding Mr. Christmas. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what food we would eat so much of that we'd get kicked off of Finding Mr. Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
For Two Chunks and a Hunk, it is probably, this time of year, it's probably going to be any sort of like pretzel bark, peppermint bark, like any sort of like shattered chocolate sheet. I think they would probably just find me in the corner just snapping tempered chocolate
just some
off of a pretzel.
Yeah.
And they would be like, every
milk
time
chocolate Narsil, you know,
every time we do a call, you're here. Like, let's go, man. And then I don't even think it would be part of the bit. I think they would just be like, he's got to go.
God, get him out.
We can't afford to keep
you get arrested.
Yeah, I would show up to the challenge, chocolate all over my face, and they'd be like, clean it up. I'd be like, it's a choice. It's a character choice I'm making.
Jordan, you're here for the wrong reasons.
Can I take some of that chocolate when I go, please?
I'm Doge, and I think if I'm shooting a picnic scene, I'm doing okay on food.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're like, for your picnic, what you have to share is one pizza. Because I will do all the pizza just for me, and my co-star will be left with no pizza. It's pizza's the food for me that it's like, there kind of exists. I'm never one piece of pizza away from being too full. You know what I mean? It's especially sort of like a grape in that way. Yeah. It's like, I could always do one more.
That's one more piece of pizza. What are you talking about?
I could probably do one more slice.
I'll do one more slice.
I could probably have one more slice.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I bet I could have one more slice.
I'm Carter, and before the challenge had even started, I knew that I needed to fully get into character. And this character actually feels pretty similar to me. So I was like, okay, just go out there and be yourself. Go out there and be yourself. And then I look and I see the setting is an elote stand. And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm just not even paying attention to her because I'm dressing it. Well, I'm dressing it for so long. And then before I even take a bite, I have to have the full mix of it all. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes the cotija cheese it's bound to just kind of flake off the top a little bit. Sure. I forgot a napkin. I got to go back and get a napkin. I really got to cross my fingers that this sauce that I thought was like a Valentina sauce is a Valentina sauce, because if it's not, then the scene's it over.
Is. You're stopping her mid-sentence to ask her if she's got a bottle opener for your Jarritos?
Yeah, for sure. And maybe it's a little bit too hot and I'm trying to get around that. But I would be obsessed. It would be too hard.
I get that.
Well, but if there's a reason to go, I would go on that. I wouldn't mind it.
That's a life well lived, I think.
Everybody's got to go sometime.
We're all a cup of corn away. You know what I'm saying?
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.